אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Our guest today is Sidra Mushinsky, a powerful advocate of Australia's Jewish community and now a Sir John Monash awardee. Sidra has worked to amplify Jewish voices, deepen cultural understanding and support a more connected and resilient community, and we have her with us now. Welcome, Sidra Mushinsky.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
How are you feeling now that you've received this Sir John Monash Award?
Oh, really a mix of feeling very honoured, because I feel like there's so many people in our community who do so much. So to be recognised in this way is really a great honour, very humbled. And I'm also conscious that it's an award for service, but I've been just so enriched by it that my work's never felt like something I'm purely doing for others, although clearly that is on my radar, but that I've really been my life's journey and has sustained me as much as I hope I've helped sustain others.
That's fantastic. And there are reasons why you have been chosen for this prestigious award, and we might just go through your CV. Most recently, you've been appointed as the Museum Director and the CEO of the Jewish Museum of Australia.
Correct, yes. Yeah, so I have been in the role for 6 months now. Very excited to be leading this organisation. It's one that's particularly close to my heart, as I was involved here over a five-year period, sort of 25 to 20 years ago, where I did researcher, writer, guest curator, working with Helen Light, who was the first director here.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shaped my professional journey in many ways, because it gave me the first taste at a relatively young age of bringing together my passion for Judaism and professional work. I then went into teaching, which we might come back to, for nearly 20 years, and then decided it was time for a change. I wasn't really sure what that would be. And I did a couple of projects here last year on a freelance basis. And then this role came up, and it was really a dream come true to bring together sort of all that I've done. It feels like it comes almost a full circle.
Mm.
And be back here and be leading an organisation that plays just such an important role for our community, looking kind of internally, a place to connect, and then outwardly, a rare and quite a unique position to be a place to create understanding, interaction, arouse curiosity on part of our wider society about Jewish people and our story.
Sidra, tell me about your experience as a teacher, because I can see that you were with Bialik College for quite a number of years and then you moved on to the King David School. Is that where your passion lies, education and teaching?
Yeah, very much around education, although I feel like I've done that kind of in every endeavour that I've done is somehow been about educating, creating knowledge and understanding, and hopefully igniting love for all things Jewish. I sort of went into teaching, I guess, in my mid-30s, so a little bit later than some people might do. And yeah, really, really loved the classroom, really enjoyed working with colleagues. I think when you teach in Jewish education, you know, it's very different from being a math teacher or an English teacher. I also was an English teacher, but I don't think all math teachers would expect their students to go on and become professional mathematicians or sustain it throughout life. But when you're teaching Jewish studies, experiential Jewish education, you want to be creating a basis that students will take, you know, into their life, a lifelong attachment, passion, knowledge. So I think more is at stake. And yes, I've always found it really exciting to try to think, you know, what will people connect with? How will we challenge intellectually as well as at an emotional level? We sort of always talked about head, heart and hand. So the intellectual, the skill base, and also the emotional. So very much, you know, really loved being in schools and being part of the teams there, whether it was the Jewish Studies team or King David on the senior leadership team, and bringing together all the parts of a school. And I, did that for 18 years and then realised I was living my life in 18-year cycles, and it was time for a change. So it was very much, not the end of my love for education or schools, but just a sense within me that, I wanted to just work a little bit differently while still in a related area.
Is being an educator at a school versus a museum different? Do you have to put on a different sort of thinking cap, or are you drawing on the same skills?
Well, it is very different, and I guess at the museum I play a part in education here. I've given talks to teachers, doing professional learning, adult groups, sometimes directly with students. Today we have what we're calling Free Fridays, where members of the public can come in, and when I talk to you, I'm going to run a little session on Shabbat. But we do have an education team that's really focused on education or learning and engagement, whereas my role here as CEO and director is partly education, but it's also bringing my knowledge to thinking about future exhibitions. I'm also having to, get across budgets and security and engaging with a whole wide range of organisations that we partner and work with. So I guess whereas education was 100% of what I did in the school, now it's just a
now you're running
pie.
A business.
Well, yeah, you could call it that. Yes.
Exactly. And do you find it challenging in this sort of cultural environment now, leading the Jewish Museum of Australia? Do you find pushback from other communities, or do you think that you've got green lights and you can do what you will with the museum?
Oh, no, it's definitely a challenging time. And I would say some of that, sort of within the Jewish community and some in how we're interacting with other organisations. We're working all the time to get our voice out that we are a place of storytelling, and we tell these stories in colour from a strength-based position. There's so much at the moment about people needing to understand anti-Semitism and learn the lessons of the Holocaust, and of course that's really true, but we don't want that to be the only thing that students or wider society are hearing in relation to Jewish people. I want them also to appreciate our story, our rich history, our culture.
And there is so much to draw on.
Exactly. So when we invite schools in or in relationships to other organisations, we're really making sure that we maintain a balance between being responsive to what are the needs of our moment without being overly reactive. We're still looking to put on our contemporary art exhibitions, our heritage-based showings, a rich educational program that we hope will appeal to people of all ages within the Jewish community, but the wider. We haven't sort of really encountered any overt pushback, but I think there's an awareness of what's going on in wider society, and there's just so much noise. And trying to cut through that is what we're really focused on.
Yeah.
And then within our own community as well. I mean, obviously there's so much division. People are reacting in very different ways. We're offering what we think is to really be a beacon, a place of connection for many of our creatives and artists who are not finding themselves welcome in other spaces. We are extending our offerings to really provide a platform and a place of welcome.
As a result of that? Or?
Well, it's something we've always done, but I guess we've been more conscious of it in the last 2 years.
Mm. Sidra, where do you imagine yourself in the next 5 or 10 years from now?
Oh, thank you. What a beautiful question. Well, I've just started here at the museum, so I do see myself here for a good period of time. I also recently, together with Avi Cohen, founded the Jewish Educators Network of Australia. So partly my, coming back to the Sir John Monash Award from the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, was my service to community, which is partly by being an educator in Jewish schools, the Jewish Museum, but also for my voluntary work across a range of organisations. But most recently it's founding this network to support our educators in the Jewish space. There's very little available for people coming into the profession, for maintaining professional development, retaining teachers in this area, and it's just critical. So Avi Cohen and myself have founded this organisation, so I would really hope in the next 5 to 10 years to see it grow. And then just being part of a thriving community in Melbourne and doing whatever I can in different ways.
Sidra, I just want to go back to that. You mentioned education. Do you think that's a pan-industry thing, that a lot of educators teach at schools and it seems to be quite a didactic way of teaching and therefore it doesn't really imbue the students with much vigour and vim?
Oh, I think education's really changed a lot, and teachers, I mean, I can only speak from my experience, but what I see across the profession, are working really hard to meet students where they are. There's a much more recognition of individual learning needs and not a one-size-fits-all.
Mm.
And particularly, you know, students are kind of so overstimulated, you know, at school, out of school. So making sure classrooms are very alive places. I guess I was more referring to, we're looking to support the educators in this Jewish Educators Network, because, you know, there's a real problem across the teaching profession, not just Jewish, about the attrition rate, teachers leaving the profession. There's kind of a generational issue where a lot are going to go into retirement and young people are not entering teaching in large numbers. And it's a very different sort of generation. And if we're going to have, well, educators all round, but particularly in the Jewish schools and UJEB, which are, you know, very, you know, so central to our ability to grow and thrive as a community, then we need to be growing these teachers, sustaining them, exciting them about what they do. And there hasn't really been, from a communal level, a focus on that.
Right.
Schools do it themselves internally, but we're looking to create more of a community-wide initiative that looks at it more holistically.
And how's the response been?
It's been good. I mean, we've just kind of moving into employing our first program director, getting some funding. It's really just been two of us and a small board in the early stages, but we're really looking to get it off the ground and growing next year.
Fantastic. We'll keep our eye out for that. Sidra, thank you so much for joining us here on SBS Hebrew.
My pleasure. Tada rabba. Shabbat shalom.
Tada rabba. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.